Dr. Jimmy, there is an interesting headline in the Jerusalem Post. It says this, and I'm quoting, "Enlightening offensive, Iraqi forces carve out strategic corridor from Baghdad to Syria." So this highway or corridor linking Iran's forces in Syria with Iraq and potentially with the Iranian forces on the border with Syria seems to be incredibly strategic. So what is going on here, and what is Israel's thinking with respect to this?
Well, first of all, they have to have the capability of moving their munitions, moving their material, moving their manpower from not only Iraq, David, but also into Syria. And that highway that you're basically talking about is a highway that goes up the Fertile Crescent along the River Euphrates and goes up into the area of Syria. And there they can just jump off the highway and go over to Raqqa, which is the headquarters for the Islamic State up there. Now, as that relates to the Israelis, we've got to understand that not only are they moving in that part of the Middle Eastern geography, but they're also at Israel's northern border there in the Golan Heights on the northern side of the border of Syria and Israel, there in Kenetra. And the Israelis are watching very closely what Islamic State is doing. But at the same time, they're more concerned about Iran and what they may be doing. Islamic State has kind of played against everybody except Israel because they understand they can be defeated by Israel, especially the ones that are there in Iraq and the ones that are there in Syria and the ones that are there in the Sinai. What they are very much concerned about is the Iranians coming in. And after this recent election in Iran with Rouhani, the president, being reelected, and by the way, he's a radical. He's no moderate at all. He's a very radical Islamist. He could have only run for president, that being the case. The Israelis are watching what is happening in Syria. It's Syria's northern border. I mean, Israel's northern border, and Syria is a major threat as far as the Israelis are concerned. That's why they have their forces massed at the border there.
Well, Jimmy, you painted the picture really, again, we're going to get more into this, but Israel being surrounded, there's a lot of action, there's a lot of movement on the ground, but the movement on the ground there in Syria and Iraq is also opening up the potential, and I started the program by saying there could, in fact, be a new country come out of this mix and this change that we're seeing. What you tell us about this?
Sam, I've been talking about from the very outset of this battle to recapture Mosul and take it away from Islamic State, rid that city in northern Iraq of Islamic State. And they're pretty successful thus far. Now the Islamic State is reduced to a group of Islamic radicals there in the old town of Mosul, old Mosul itself, which is biblical Nineveh, of course. But the three major groups that have been fighting there have been the Kurds of northern Iraq. It's been the Iraqi military might under the leadership out of Baghdad. And then, as we've been talking about, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard with a number of the Mahdi militia, which is Mikhtar Sadr, a radical Islamic cleric, a Shiite cleric there in Iraq. So those have been the three elements trying to get rid of Islamic State up there. The Kurds have a special interest because this is a very oil-rich section of Iraq. The northern third of Iraq, very oil-rich. Mosul used to be the headquarters for the Kurdish people. The Kurds want to have their own state. We kind of mentioned it a few moments ago. It would be called Kurdistan. They want that state. You got to remember, the Kurds are not only in northern Iraq, but they're in Syria, they're in Turkey, they're in Iran itself, and they would all come together under one umbrella, and that would be the state of Kurdistan. We are so close to that happening, it's unbelievable. The political activities unfolding are making that a very viable possibility. But it has great prophetic significance. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50 and 51, it talks about the destruction of Babylon. Babylon is in Iraq, 58 miles out of downtown Baghdad on the shores of the Euphrates River. Saddam Hussein spent a half a billion dollars, $500 million to refurbish Babylon. Babylon's going to be the headquarters for the Antichrist in the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. And the Kurds It says in Jeremiah 51, verse 11, will be raised up to go against Babylon. The Kurds are the Medes. It says the Medes will be raised up, the spirit of the Medes, to destroy Babylon in the end times. We're seeing that prophecy coming into better focus like never before.